Good Friday morning there, Private Practice Success community. This is Gerda, clinical psychologist and private practice success business coach and mentor. And I'm coming to you live whilst on my morning walk. Well, it's really a morning run, but this is the walking part because I do running intervals. I just waited to get my breath back so I can sound more proper when speaking to you. And I thought I had the thought in my mind, as I normally do a lot of reflection and processing when on the morning walk. Just so you know, I'm gonna go up this hill, which is a very slow incline, but very hilly. So I'm probably gonna get out of breath, so I'm gonna keep on walking. And as I was reflecting, I thought I wanted to share this thought with my participants currently in my Time Mastery in Private Practice group. And then I thought, hell no, this is so important. I'm going to share this on my public page, okay? And the thing is that this morning, I got up, got the kids off to school, and then I was extremely tempted not to come and do my morning run. Because I have a lot of things that I want to get done today. I like to get a lot of stuff done on a Friday, go into my weekend knowing that I can really switch off and spend time with the family, doing stuff with them. Very tempted, and the reason why I was tempted is that I lost 3 days out of the week. Monday I traveled to Melbourne, Tuesday I spent the whole day presenting, and Wednesday I traveled back. Okay, and yes, so I literally had yesterday, Thursday, which consisted of a webinar, not a webinar, it's the weekly Q&A with my inner circle, like webinar format, and I did another live training with my next level masterminders. So needless to say, I was feeling unproductive. So the lesson is this. Just because you feel unproductive, it doesn't mean you are, okay? We know what that is, it's emotional reasoning, okay? Don't get caught in that trap. Because if I really think about it, when I was flying up to Melbourne, I wrote an amazing blog post that's been getting so much traction. So that was really productive. On Tuesday, I spent around about 8 hours with 20 passionate private practice owners from Melbourne. And I mean, the ripple effect that's gonna happen as a result of me doing that, in terms of more people helped in better ways, you know, there's no value that you can attach to that in terms of time, money, anything. You know, that is just amazing. And just because I didn't do something that I could tick off my to-do list doesn't mean I wasn't productive. Okay, remind yourself of that. Everything you do in your practice has a purpose. And if you do know you're doing something that's not your purpose, then delete that that task off your list and delegate that shit to somebody whose purpose that is. Alrighty? And then the third thing that I wanted to say, so it's emotional reasoning, you know, everything is productive, if not, let it go. And then number three, never compromise on looking after you first, in terms of going, Gerda, you might have a lot of things you want to do today, but you know what? Even if you only get a quarter done, will be good enough, because you need to fill your cup. You need to be okay first and foremost in order to do this work that lights your fire. So I'm going to leave you with that. I should have started running already. Have a fabulous Friday. And remember, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.